Welcome to Session 71 of the Bible in a Year Commentary. If you started this series on the 1st of January, then today should be the 12th of March. Today we'll be looking at Judges 4-5 and Psalm 71. But so far in Judges, we've read through the introduction that sets the cycle for the rest of the book. The Israelites failed to remove the other nations from the land completely when they conquered it. Because of this, these other nations led the Israelites to turn away from God. This created a cycle. The Israelites would turn away from God and his protection. God would then allow a foreign nation to come and oppress his people. The Israelites would then realise their mistake and turn back to God. And God would send judges, tribal leaders to rescue the people and lead them back to him. The people would live in peace for a while before getting complacent and turning away from God again. We then thread through the first few iterations of this cycle with the judges Othniel, Ehud and Shamgar. Each led the Israelites to defeat their enemies that oppressed them and then lived in an extended period of peace. But for each after they died, the Israelites once again turned away from God and back to their own desires. So let's jump in with Judges 4-5. We continue on in this cycle of Judges with Deborah and Barak. Interestingly, we get the same story twice, once as a story and once as a poem. The cycle is the same as before. The Israelites turn away from God and begin to live sinful lives. So God sends the Canaanites to attack and oppress them. The Israelites then cry out to God, and so God sends Deborah as a judge who helps deliver the people. Interestingly, at the point we jump into the story, Deborah has already been a judge for a while. She's also described as a prophetess and is the second prophet to be mentioned in the Bible, the first being Moses. She encourages a man named Barak to go up and fight Sisera, the commander of the Canaanite army, reminding him that God will go into battle before him. Barak agrees, but only if she goes with him. Deborah tells him she will go, but because of his lack of faith, the ultimate victory will be given to someone else, a woman. So Barak goes out, leading the tribe of Zebulun and Naphtali, and beats the superior army of Sisera, who begins to flee. A woman called Jael convinces him to hide in her tent, gives him milk to drink, and gets him to sleep. Then she takes a tent peg and smashes it through the skull. Let's draw on some imagery that we've not looked at in a while. Serpent imagery. Back in Genesis 3, we saw two different roles set. There were humans who would play the role of the descendants of the woman who image God, and then others who play the role of descendants of the serpent who pursue chaos, death and destruction. At different times, we see people play the role of the serpent. For example, in Genesis 12, Abraham lied to the Egyptians, telling them Sarah was his sister, so that they saw that Sarah was beautiful and took her to be their wife. Here in Judges, Sisera plays the role of a serpent. He's an agent of chaos who seeks to undermine God's plan by oppressing the Israelites. This serpent was drawn out because the people had been like serpents, behaving wickedly and doing their own thing themselves. But this serpent is defeated by two women who are obedient and loyal to God and ultimately end up crushing the head of Sisera. When descendants of the serpent rise up and cause chaos, God will always rise up descendants of the woman who will defeat that chaos. Back to Judges, this story is the opposite way around to the story of Ehud. Ehud first assassinated the leader of their enemy, then encouraged the people to wage war on their enemies. Deborah and Barak first waged war on their enemies, and then, as their leader fled, he was assassinated by Jael. We then read as Deborah and Barak sing a song of their victory. As we've seen with songs before, they're a great way to remind ourselves of what God has done. The hope is that as Israel sings the songs to themselves, they will remember all that God has done for them and stay faithful. The song frames the battle in the light of God's role. God is the one who went out to defeat their enemies, and the ones that saw victory offered themselves willingly to the Lord. The song also condemns the tribes that didn't come to help when the people went out to fight. The Israelites were meant to support one another and work towards the benefit of the entire nation. If one of part of them was oppressed, they were to all stand up and help. But that's Judges 4-5. Now let's look at Psalm 71. This psalm doesn't have a title attributing it to anyone. This has caused some to assume it is to be read along with Psalm 70 as one psalm. This psalm falls into the category of Lament Psalm. Here's a summary of the structure, but I would recommend checking out the written version of this commentary in the description to see the structure properly for yourself. So you have verses 1-4, the request. Verses 5-9, the declaration of trust. Verse 10-11, the complaint. Verses 12-13, the request. And then 14-24, a declaration of trust. The psalmist opens with their request. They ask God to rescue them and be their security. This is followed by a declaration of trust. God has looked after and cared for them ever since they were young. They have a whole lifetime of praise and joy to tell others about. But then the complaint comes. They have enemies who claim God has abandoned the psalmist, and no one will stop them if they use this as an opportunity to defeat them. And so the psalmist asks God not to forsake them, like their enemies claim. Instead, may their enemies be put to shame for their wickedness. At that, the psalmist turns back to praise for the rest of the psalm. The psalmist will tell others of all that God has done for them. Again, the psalmist praises God, for he has been good to them since their youth up to their old age. He is a righteous God, and while he has allowed the psalmist to see difficult times, he will restore the psalmist and strengthen them. All this means that the psalmist will sing God's praise and tell everyone of God's righteousness. The psalmist shows us the wisdom that comes with old age. While they might be suffering now, they have a whole lifetime of stories and memories to draw on that God is good and he will rescue his people.